no tax.
Question here on America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Hope wherever you are, you're enjoying whatever it is you're doing. Coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies and places far and wide. Welcome to ATN, this version of it anyway. Right from the get-go, we're going to jump into the visit of Hu Jintao, of course, the Chinese president. It's all the big headlines and all the buzz. There was a state dinner in Washington on Wednesday. A state dinner, by the way, that a couple of people didn't attend. Was it political maneuvering? John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, didn't go, for example. Mitch McConnell, they were obviously invited. Mitch McConnell didn't go either. And Harry Reid opted out of that one. When I say, does China, for example, have the U.S. locked up? We're in a headlock. Think of a wrestler. I got you in the headlock. You're trying to squirm, you're trying to get away from me, but I got you where it counts. Ask yourself that, because we certainly know when it comes down to the dollars and cents, with the outrageous debt and the bond issues, from the money point of view, the Chinese have the edge on the United States, and in a couple of different areas because of what they're doing with the yuan, their currency, manipulating it enough that it's hurting the U.S. when it comes to Chinese goods. I've said this many, many, many times on the show. You'll hear people say, buy American. Don't buy anything made in China. Don't buy anything. Then you go to their house, you start lifting up stuff. Oh, look at these plates. China. Wow. Check out your dog's collar. China. It's everywhere. I mean, Chinese goods are so prevalent in the U.S. I guarantee in the course of your day, if you did this just once, it took an hour or just the whole day, walk around, you know, you have your little notebook and start to jot down what you see that's made in China. You'll be surprised if you think it's not that big of a deal. It is a big deal. And the numbers show it. And of the international lenders, China is owed the most. You know how much they're owed? It's just a number that I can't even wrap my mind around that's under $900 billion. I already mentioned this scary number. What's the United States debt? $14 trillion. $14 trillion. What if the Chinese were to suddenly say, we want the notes, baby. We want it back. Do you know what that would do to the U.S. economy? Do you know what that would do? So it's not of all the money they've lent. It is, what, 7%, something like that. I could be wrong on the number. It's under 10%. But they have the United States in a headlock. Clearly. They do. There's outsourcing going on. Outsourcing and manufacturing to China is huge. And there are fewer and fewer things stamped, let's be honest about it, with these three words, made in America. Made in America. Once those jobs are gone, baby, they're not coming back. Here's what President Obama had to say, a couple of his thoughts anyway, on this meeting with the Chinese president, talking about assurances and the difference in the cultures and the human rights issues and then also the trade agreements, all of it in one. Here's some of his thoughts.
I am very pleased that we've completed dozens of deals that will increase U.S. exports by more than $45 billion. And also increase China's investment in the United States by several billion dollars. We come from very different cultures and with very different histories. But as I've said before, and I repeat it to President Hu, we have some core views as Americans. I reaffirmed America's fundamental commitment to the universal rights of all people. And that includes basic human rights like freedom of speech, of the press, of assembly, of association and demonstration, and of religion. I welcomed his commitment that American companies will not be discriminated against when they compete for Chinese government procurement contracts. And I appreciate his willingness to take new steps to combat the theft of intellectual property.
All right, so there's that. Gee, intellectual property. I mean, pretty much there's no forcing that can go on here. Of course there's no forcing. But I would say that the president has to at least be on the dance floor with the Chinese president, as much as many people that call here, and I agree with it. Look, the president is a dictator. The president of China is a dictator. There's no question about it. And the currency, keeping it low to make the goods less cheaper to U.S. people, to U.S. folks, they're gonna lap it up, especially with unemployment almost at 10%. I mean, even before that, they were doing it anyway. So this is no big secret. Al in Canada, you get the first crack at it. Make it count, brother. What's up?
Hi, Kate. I got a quick comment about the president of China and President Obama, but a Muslim terrorist was arrested in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada today. He killed five U.S. Marines in 2009 by supplying the bombs and training the terrorists that killed these five U.S. Marines in Canada. And he was arrested in Edmonton, Alberta. Did you hear that?
I did hear it. We talked with a terrorism expert about that. Yes, that happens.
Yeah, he's going
he
to
thinks
be sent
it happens
back to...
more than you would think, but yes, that's a big deal. Yeah.
Yeah, and he said that he wanted to be a suicide bomber himself.
Yes.
Because he wanted to go to paradise and be. What do Muslim female Muslim suicide bombers get when they go to paradise? Do they get 70 Justin Biebers? what on earth do they get?
They just follow the orders. That's what they get. They follow orders.
If the man gets 70 virgins. But anyways, the president of China was, he's still, when does he leave Washington? Is he still there?
He's still there.
Yeah.
He's supposed to leave, I think, tomorrow.
Did you know that China uses mental institutions and prisons to manufacture billions of dollars worth of cheap goods that they flood the U.S.
Yes.
and Canada and Europe with?
Yes.
How on earth can you compete with a country that uses mental institutions and penitentiaries to manufacture products where they pay the workers next to nothing, right? I don't imagine those people in mental institutions and penitentiaries get paid a hell of a lot, do they?
No. You can't compete, and that's the idea. They produce it cheaply, they sell it cheaply, and the U.S., they just eat it up. The consumers eat it up.
And another thing, I heard a documentary. We have a PBS public broadcasting system and a NPR up here in Canada, and they ran a story on there are 30 on account of the one child policy in China. They have 35 million more men than women between the ages of 18 and 35. So there's 35 million men. I predict the next business that China is going to get involved in will be mail order husbands. If any single woman in any country outside of China will be able to order a mail order husband from China because they have 35 million men and no women.
Oh, yeah, trust me, they don't want to shop those men around. They want to keep them there so they can be working and then, of course, sticking with that production number, human production, of just one. And then you think what happens if someone loses a child in that country, like when they had that earthquake, terrible stuff. Al, great call. Thanks. 800-259-5791. The House of Representatives votes to repeal health care. We'll talk about it.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
I'm fond of saying, I think all of us have a little bit of the ADD. I'm not making fun, it's just the truth. That's another thing you can do. File it away. One day, just be quiet. Don't talk as much. And when you're motoring around, watch where the conversations go with other people. And usually is a little snippet of that, a little snippet of this, a little snippet of that. You know, we're all pulling different things. We're all walking around like a mini version of the USA Today. Sam in Montreal, it's your shot. Hello, Sam.
How you doing, gorgeous?
Good, buddy. What's happening in Canada?
Okay, well, yeah. Okay, let's see. Besides the Canadian dollar almost at par, or even in some cases even worth more than the U.S. dollar, I guess you've been hearing that.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I mean, because right now a lot of, like, some of the local news stations here in Montreal have been doing stories. Okay, Canadian dollar. Are people going down to Plattsburgh and Burlington? Some cases, yes. You know, they're looking at the prices of certain things. Is it worth it with duty and exchange? In some cases, yes, it is. In other cases, not really, if you know what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
Okay. By the way, now, if they just to get back, they're saying that the House might repeal this health thing. Okay, now, for us, what does that mean exactly?
Okay, well, they did vote to repeal it. But here's the bottom line. What it means is they called the bill Repealing the Job-Killing Health Care Law Act. It passes 245 to 189 because, you know, there's more Republicans than Democrats in the House.
Right.
So, and there were three Democrats, by the way, that joined the Republicans on this.
Right.
Now it goes to the Senate. So going into the Senate, there's no way. First of all, Majority Leader Harry Reid says he's not even going to bring it to the floor for a vote. And even if he did, it would get vetoed by President Obama. It's the Republicans' way to say, You voted for me. You hated health care. We think it's a lousy deal, too. Here it is on the record. Now let's see what we can do. Either rip it up and start over again or come up with some kind of a compromise where we take things out of what is the law is the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. That's what it ultimately was called.
Okay.
And it passed last year. So I think it's going to be a year-long war over what to do with it. I believe, and I've said this now several times, and I totally believe this is what's going to happen. It's not going to be ripped up, but what's going to happen is this $900 billion health care law is going to be cherry-picked, and they're going to pick certain things out of it and argue about it, and maybe some of it gets thrown out, especially when it comes to small businesses or maybe, I don't know what happens with the health mandate, but we'll see that. Something will come of it. It's not going to stand as it is.
It sounds like they're going to cherry-pick, you know, like you said, you know, pick it to death that, you know, there might be other more important, you know, like there might be more important things on the docket, but this sounds like the thing they're going to be most worried about.
Focused on, yeah, because that's why they got elected. If I was running and I was I knew I was in a district where people were unhappy with health care and I agreed anyway,
right.
So what am I running on? I'm telling you, Sam,
right.
I promise you, Sam, you're not going to get screwed up on your health care premiums or all this stuff that you don't like. I don't like either. So I'm going to Washington if you vote me in, and I'm going to take care of it and kick that law to the curb. So that wall is still going to be there. Something will have to happen.
And I know it's not for another like 18 months or so, but I have the strange feeling it's going to be the number one topic in your election next year.
Oh, I think so, too, because already we're in 2011, 2012 presidential election. So you're right. Everybody starts running. That's the conversation.
Right. And, you know, people are talking about here in Canada about another election because even though some people don't want it and Harper's saying, no, there's not going to be an election yet. I've already seen attack ads on TV against the Liberal Party. So who knows what's going to happen up here?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, okay, one other thing, and then I got to go. I guess you know here in Montreal we have a vacation community. And now they're worried about most patients I've talked to are saying, our seat's coming back because he, you know, that's the only job he knows how to do. So they have this strange feeling he's going to get up a group of people and try and take over Haiti. At least that's what my patient friends are telling me.
Well, yeah, and they should be worried. They should be worried about that, concerned about it. It's crazy.
Right.
How does this guy, one, get back in, no problem,
right,
and have this kind of possibility, baby doc, even existing? Does everybody remember what he did?
A lot of my friends, their parents told me horror stories.
Oh, yeah, he was terrible. He was a murderer. Are you kidding? He would chop your head off.
Yeah, even if I said, you know, even if I said hello to him funny, I mean, if I said, you know, I don't like that bill, yeah, he would shoot you because you don't like a certain bill.
Right.
Right, so, I mean, politics is a strange bedfellow, that's for sure.
You know what, I don't even know who coined that phrase, but it was a brilliant phrase, wasn't it? Because it's so true.
It is so true.
Night in and night out, what we're talking about, it just proves it.
Oh, you know, and I'll call you tomorrow. And I don't know what game you're gonna pick. So, it's usually after 2 o'clock Eastern time that you nail the score.
Yeah, call in, be a part of it, Sam. That'll be fun.
Okay, you bet. Take care, gorgeous.
All right, thank you, Slammin' Sammy. That was a good thing for him to do that, because that gives me a chance to take a couple of minutes real quickly and to tell you it is AFC-NFC Championship weekend, both games being played on Sunday, and we will have Nail the Score. And this, what's interesting about Nail the Score this time around is you get two chances, because you can, if you just want to go with one game, you can, but you can Nail the Score with both games, and then that's it. Then all of a sudden, there we are, we're to the Super Bowl, because after this there's just two teams left and that's it. They're the ones that are coming to Dallas. Interesting side note to Dallas. Jerry Jones wanted to have the biggest crowd ever to witness the Super Bowl. So what's happened as a result of that is they're selling tickets. Only Jerry Jones could pull this off if in fact he does, which I believe he will. Outside of what I call the Death Star or Cowboy Stadium, and they're just going to have giant screens. You're basically in the parking lot. So you have an invitation to pay $200 to be in the parking lot to watch the game on a big screen. How lame is that, though? So you're close to the Super Bowl. You can hear the sounds. You're there. You're paying $200. You might as well be at someone's party with their own big screen, relaxing and comfortable, rather than paying parking and $200 for a ticket to stare at a big screen that's how many feet away from the stadium. It makes absolutely no sense. And I'll tell you what, security will be huge. It'll be huge for the Super Bowl anyway. But the president is saying if the Bears go to the Super Bowl, he's going to go to the Super Bowl. So he goes to the Super Bowl, and already you have a crazy, crazy amount of security. Then you can just plan on even more, quadruple it by whatever number you want to throw in there with all the Secret Service that would be crawling around. But he says, he kind of said it jokingly, but I don't think so. I think he'll go. The Super Bowl is the sixth at the stadium in Texas, and I think that if that happens, he's there, and it'll be a little bit tricky for the people who do the security because there's always a concern anyway about a stage like that. For fear, there's always the fear that some nut, somebody trying to make a point with whatever extremist point of view it is that they're trying to push on the world, one of the world's biggest stages, because of so many people who watch it, not just in America, but across the world, how many people watch it. So that would make it pretty tough. I bet the Secret Service guys secretly are hoping, unless they're from Chicago, they're hoping that the Bears don't make it in, because they ought to be thinking to themselves, oh, a trip to Dallas trying to secure a huge facility. You know, this isn't going into some big banquet hall or locking down a hotel conference room somewhere or jumping out of the car to shake a few hands. Nuh-uh. This is a whole different ball game and a whole different stage. Hang with us. We're taking some more next, including a check of the mail. Don, partner, we're coming to you in Wyoming. Stay still.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Pelosi. Recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
And let's re-rack for a second, America. And it includes the House voting to repeal the health care law. More of a gesture than anything else, because John Boehner certainly knows, as does everybody who voted, that they're not going to be able to repeal it with this one fell swoop. It would have to go through the Senate. They would have to also vote the same way. And even if they did, which they won't, it would be stopped by the president, who would then easily take out his pen and veto it. So that won't happen. It's interesting because there are now more lawsuits that are going on against specifically the constitutionality, the idea that by 2014 you must have health care coverage or you're going to be fined. So 26 states have jumped in on the Florida lawsuit. Ultimately, from the legal point of view and the challenge to the mandate, it goes up to the Supreme Court. You know, the women and the men wearing the robes in that judicial branch are going to make that ruling, to be certain. In the meantime, what happens with health care the way it's set up now? What happens now? And the point that the Republicans were trying to make in giving it the nasty little title of job killing, the reason they said that is because the way it was supposed to pan out is that, listen, we want everybody, 30 million people, to get health care coverage, and this is why we're pushing health care through. and we're going to do this, 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 and this, and this, and this in the law. But everybody I've talked to, including our own Ellen Ratner, who's inside the Beltway and joins us, or somebody from the organization Talk Radio News anyway, comes on with us every night from Washington, she said that her insurance shot up. But part of that was pre-existing condition. And everybody agrees, I believe for the most part, hey, pre-existing condition, that's a beaut. Get that out of there. And everybody agrees. And I think everybody pretty much agrees that while there are things that are fine with health care, and it's really health insurance, it's the coverage, that's what we're talking about, there are things that need to be tweaked because the insurance companies have run amok. I'll tell you where you could save money, and I've probably already said this, but if the insurance companies wouldn't charge, would go through and not double bill, sometimes they get double billed, people get double billed, and then what happens is if you call up, well, the insurance has that. And good luck trying to figure it out if you have something complicated done. And the bottom line is, do aspirins in a hospital have to cost $250? Is that the craziest thing? I've heard the highest is $250, and it really did cost someone $250 for one aspirin. But I've also heard it at least $75, and that's crazy. That makes no sense to me. Even if you're putting in a middleman, whatever, that is just highway robbery. So there are costs that could be cut down considerably. You know, that's part of the problem. And think about it. Think about doctors and think about who makes the most money of the people you know. Do you know anybody, any of your neighbors, any of your friends? And, hey, I'm a capitalist. I don't begrudge anyone making their living. But the people I know that have the most money, unless they inherited it, are the people who work in some way in the medical industry, where they're in pharmaceuticals or they're replacing hips, they're selling hip replacements to doctors, whatever it is. That's a cozy little thing there. If you're a pharmaceutical sales rep, you probably have a nice ride. Guarantee you're at least in a Lexus. And all of this is what people are paying for. So there is absolutely problems with healthcare. I don't think anyone can say, oh, no, I love my health care. It's just great. And then people in small companies or people who own small companies, they can't afford to do it. I mean, we can't afford to get it wrong. We got to get it right. If we're going to do it, get it right. Call it whatever. But it has to be done correctly. So now go back and pick things out of it, whatever. Whatever it takes, just don't let it stand the way it is. Don in Wyoming, hello.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there, you know. It's a cold one tonight, but...
What's the temperature? You can't say that and not tell everybody listening the temperature. What is it?
All right, I'm being a wimp tonight. It's actually 19, but we've been in the 30s and 40s for some reason this past week. It's been, you know, a heat wave, and all of a sudden now we're starting to go back down to where we belonged, and, you know, just last week it was minus 17, and anyway, though, somebody told me, and one of my friends up in Wyoming said, it might be time for you to leave, Don, and I'm like, really? I said, yeah, you're going to start complaining about the cold. You know our motto in our state. We've even got it on a postcard you can get, Kate. It says, no wimps allowed in Wyoming. So, it's probably why there's only 500,000 people in the whole state, right?
Yeah, leave, bye-bye. Exactly. Want to complain?
It's some rough weather, you know. Well, they got rough weather up there in the Midwest, too, you know, but lots of snow in the Northeast. But anyway, though, hey, Kate, you know, this health care thing, I was thinking about it Sunday after we talked last night a little bit about it, and I'm telling you, Kate, the whole thing's a mess.
It is.
It really is. If you look at all the different angles and the sides from it, and that's why I was upset that they tried to complete the whole thing in one bill, you know, where they should have done it piece by piece, you know, before the Republicans wanted to do it, and I think they would have had a lot more, you know, back room, you know, bargaining for votes and stuff, and the American public didn't want it. They still don't want it. 60% of the country still doesn't want it. I think the reason they took that vote, I told you yesterday, I think it's just a waste of their time, but I think they just did it so they could be on record saying, hey, I'm Republican, you put me in Congress, and I voted, we overturned the thing, but unfortunately we didn't have control of the Senate, and we don't have control of the presidency, and in 2 years from now in the next election, that's the question that's going to be faced by Americans. You want to get health care overturned and get it out of the government's hands, get rid of the Democrats in the Senate, get rid of Obama.
Right.
That, like, this is his cornerstone of his presidency. He
right.
doesn't care if he gets reelected or not, Kate. As long as he can go down as being the president that gave America full health care, socialized health care. But you are right.
This is, I think, even a Democrat, if they're being honest about it, there's no question. This is his legacy. This is his thing. The health care. Yeah, absolutely.
And the thing about it, Kate, is when you look at the whole different angles of it. For example, a doctor cannot refuse, an ER room cannot refuse somebody who's injured or wounded. Okay, so they have to fix that. You know, person. It's part of medicine. You know, it's part of law. Okay. You know, maybe there's other countries where they can refuse people, but, you know, a doctor sees somebody hurting, he doesn't want to turn them away. You know, he wants to help them. That's why they're in medicine, you know. But at the same time, you've got 48 million people that are uninsured or were uninsured or whatever. Half of them too cheap to pay the insurance. They think they're Mr. 24-year-old hotshot, healthy guy who's, you know, doesn't need health insurance. I never get sick. I never have to go to the hospital. I'm great, you know. And then next thing you know, somebody slams into the side of his car, you know, and next thing you know, he's inside of an ER room, he's got to get fixed up, and, you know, the insurance for the car only pays so much. Next thing you know, the guy still owes a crap load of money to the hospital and doesn't got it, you know, because he didn't have insurance. You know, so there's that angle. Then you're looking at the flip side of the coin, Kate. You got these insurance companies, and let's face it, they're in business to make money.
Yep.
Okay? Make money off of the... not definite, but possibility that you might need health care someday. Kate, I know people have never lived in their 60s, 70s right now, never been in a hospital, but they have health care, you know. They've been paying their whole life and never, you know.
Right,
they
premiums.
People that are driving that have had car insurance their whole life, but they've never been in an accident, you know.
Sure.
Never had to place a claim, you know. That's the ones that the insurance companies just love because they're making every, you know, certain amount of money, every dollar goes to them. You know, these companies are making it. And then you've got the federal government sitting there saying, telling people that, oh, you have to buy this product from these companies. I told you, one of my best friends that lives up in Boise, Idaho, he sells health insurance plans. That's, he goes around to companies and he's got quite a clientele and that's what he does. And he said the day that Obama did that, passed that thing, the insurance companies, they just got, boom, you know, he says the one thing he got, their stocks went up like crazy. Because you're automatically giving them another 30 million or 48 million customers.
Exactly.
And that's why the constitutionality of this is whether or not they're going to, you know, is this, can you force somebody to buy something? It's not buying something from the government. They're telling you, you got to buy from an insurance plan, from an insurance company, you know, and there's issues with that. There's so many different angles at this thing, Kate. Yeah, I completely agree, Kate. I don't think people have pre-existing conditions should be turned away from health insurance. You know, that's
yeah.
just, you know, that's kind of, that's, it's just not right. I mean, people need health care, you know, and in the reason why they're turned away is because the insurance companies want to make more money. They want
right.
to, you know.
Absolutely.
And at the same time, if they don't turn them away, you know, then, oh, well, we got to raise the premiums on all the people that don't, you know, and then you've got tons of Americans that are not taking care of themselves, Kate. I mean, we're an obese country. We already know that.
Right.
You know? So, you know, you've got that issue, the national health care in itself. The whole issue is just a massive conjunction of just, I don't know what you want to call it, crapola, you know?
Greed and power lust is what it is, yes.
And, you know, and ineffectiveness and, you know, and to try to throw it all into one bill and say, oh, the government can handle that? What happens when the government finally eventually doesn't have any other? We've got other things besides health care, Kate, that are sending us into bankruptcy right now. What happens when the government all of a sudden doesn't have the money to pay for health care or those insurance companies go out of business? That's probably what they really want. They want to take over the whole thing in the first place. The Democrats do and get rid of the insurance companies. But what happens when all of a sudden, you know, they go, well, we just don't have the money.
Exactly. I got to cut you off at the pass, partner. Stay with us.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Does someone you love have an addiction problem that rules your life? Are you spending all your energy trying to control the chaos and drama of theirs? Is insanity your new norm? Addicted to Addicts, Survival 101 on WebTalkRadio.net is meant for you. Host Denise Crocta helps you navigate through the chaos and drama of loving an addict, offering information, possibilities, and hope. Addicted to Addicts, Survival 101 on WebTalkRadio.net.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
China become our beast of burden, or vice versa. You know, China has it all, I'm telling you. Not only can they dangle the debt factor, not over just the United States, but a few other people that they've lent money to as well. They're amassing the world's biggest army. And if you watch the Beijing Olympics, you watch the Beijing Olympics? That was incredible. I have to say, you got to give it to them. The opening ceremonies, with the precision, the execution, I don't know that too many other countries can top that. London really has their work cut out for them. 2012, the Games in London. I'd hate to be the person in charge of the choreography and piecing all of that together in the opening games, because the bar, let's be honest, was set incredibly high. And I think that's the Chinese game, to be number one. Hu Jintao, the president, it's not lost on him, the dictator that he is, that it's all about bigger, badder, better. You might have seen this somewhere. Might have been the USA Today. I don't know. One of the newspapers I picked up. It's something I knew because I've had lots of friends that have gone to China. But the symbol of power when it comes to architecture is what? Especially in a place where you don't have a lot of space. Build it up. Look at Manhattan. Arguably, really, where the money is in the United States. So what is the symbol of money and economic, I don't want to say ambition, but economic ambitions that exceed your wildest dreams. Well, it's skyscrapers. So now in China, they have so many skyscrapers. They're building 44%, the total I read, of the 50 skyscrapers that will be done in the next 6 years. And they're going to have skyscrapers in all kinds of Chinese cities, whether it's Beijing, Shanghai, wherever. It's funny because it is about size does matter, guys. It is a thing. Size matters with these buildings, with the ego. It's about that. And China already hosts 6 of the 15 tallest in the world. I had no idea. I knew they had a bunch of tall buildings, but 6 of the 15? Dubai has an incredibly, right now, has the biggest standing structure at 2,716 feet. So that's the top bar. The Shanghai Tower is 2,073 feet. But there is a massive, massive appetite in China for economic prestige. And they're going to get it. Look out. The Chinese are coming, and they're coming fast and hard. Seriously. Here's the other thing. I'm sure many of you realize this. In China, it's a big deal to learn English because, of course, the more you know, let's learn English. And that's not lost on them because the children are taught that. And teachers, English-speaking teachers, especially American accents, are heavily valued in China. I know a lot of people that have gone to China to teach English if they're approved. Some of them straight out of college, but that's what the Chinese desire. And whether the schools are private or public, they're hiring more and more Americans to teach English in China. So the president or dictator, Hu Jintao, they're not stupid. They get it. Give me everything. Give me every single piece on the chessboard, and then I become the United States. I'm the real power here. And that's what's happening. Absolutely. And we're letting it happen, too, let me tell you. Who wins? He with the most pieces on the board that's still standing. You might have a different point of view. 800-259-5791. I'm always inviting you during the show to shoot me an email at americatonight.net. If you go and check out the website, do it. It'll link you to Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. And we also have the blunder of the day. If you check the blunder of the day out now, you would see Al Davis. Al Davis, who hires a new coach, but just can't help himself, but other than to trash the previous guy who had the gig. He does that all the time. So I think when you work for Al Davis, you just have to realize, speaking of dictators, he's the dictator, you're in his world for as long as he pleasures you, and then you're done, and you're going to get trashed at whatever news conference he holds to announce that, yeah, I've got a new coach, and I didn't like the last one because he did this, this, and this, even though I told him he wasn't supposed to do it. So if you go and you look at Blunder of the Day, Crazy Al, the picture of him, he looks terrible. He looks like he's in need of a face transplant. Seriously, I thought he had some accident. I guess I haven't seen a picture of him in a long time. So he announces that Tom Cable was out. He bashes him. Right when he's introducing the new coach, Hugh Jackson, Jackson's family is there listening to him say all these nasty things about Tom Cable. So I'm thinking, if I'm Jackson's wife or family, ooh, that's not a great foray into being the coach of the Raiders. Yeah, that SOB that was here before, he did this and he did that, and it was wrong what he did. In fact, let me illustrate it for you here on this little slideshow that I have prepared. Oh, and by the way, Hugh, say hello. Here's our new guy right there. I hope he has a thick skin. That's the only way you can coach the Oakland Raiders. So as I said, if you go and look it up under the blunder, Crazy Al at it again. Good luck to you. Good luck to you. All right, quickly, we're going to head for just a few minutes to the mailbag.
DeMail! DeMail is here! Ooh!
Ooh is right. Thank you very much. All right, in checking out some of the heavy mail, most of what you're talking about, not surprisingly, has to do with health care. We had Tiger, Bob, Joe, Ann, and Sally in Vermont all ask, what do you ultimately think happens to our health care? And see, of course, everybody's concerned because what's in it for me? Is my premium going up? Am I going to be able to afford to cover my kids anymore? What's in the current law? What's going to be jacked out? What do I have to worry about? I work for a small company. Everybody had different scenarios. Look, the bottom line is, folks, I think some things will be tweaked out of it. Hopefully it's the things that cost us money. If you just heard Don talking with me, and we're talking about the power of the insurance companies and what's happened, and I've talked about the whole billing situation, all that stuff, it's crazy, the cycle of paper, too. I mean, how many trees, how many forests have gone down? It's ridiculous how much paperwork. But forget all that for a second. The bottom line is it going to cost me more? Can I afford it? And the answer is, if some things are tweaked, maybe. I truly believe the idea was, we want to take credit for it. Let's get it through. I know there's going to be problems. I know we're going to have fights about this. And we're just going to sit down and we're going to pick things out of it. I think that's the way it was designed. We're going to pick things out of it. So that's my answer. It will look different eventually. I don't think it's going to be the same health care law. But I also don't think that it's going to be completely trashed. All right, one other thing here, and this was a few people sending me the same question, too, asking me if I heard, because I do a lot of financial stuff, if I heard about Brazil raising the interest rate to up over 11%. In fact, it was 11.25%. And why is that? And that was the question I was asked, because they're worried about inflation spiraling out of control and there's pressure on their currency. Boy, that's a familiar theme, isn't it?